Welcome to the Sent from Disneyland podcast.
Here age relives fond memories of the past.
If it's your first time joining us, welcome. On this episode, we'll take a journey into the past and explore Disneyland and Disneyland history with mementos, snapshots, and postcards sent from Disneyland from 1955 to the present. Today, I'm starting off by thanking my patrons from Patreon.com. You can join and receive mail from my desk or from my Disneyland trips. Special thanks to Random Olive, the first patron to this podcast, and the e-ticket patrons to Nia, Eric Daniels, Joe Gamble, Scott Booker, Monica Seitz Vega, Russ Romano, Michael and Christina Cross, Scott Cagle, and Sheila Harry. C-ticket patrons Serious Inquiries Only, Debbie Weinstein, Jennifer Schneep, Grace Coate, Brian Crawford, Ben and Noel Bruning, Patty Wolin, Angela Reynolds, Greg Gourley, and Aaron Moran. B-ticket patrons Jeff and Paige Orton, and Joshua, Inexorable, Tosh Bell. And the A-ticket patrons Elise Sharp, Zealot Infinity, Alexis Robles, Maggie and Henry Byers, Angel DeBlock, and the All Aboard podcast. You can also sign up for my new newsletter for a chance to get some postcards delivered by the USPS to your mailbox. I am your host, your post-host Clocky, and today we have two postcards sent from Disneyland. The front of our first postcard has the facade of It's a Small World. You can see boats full of guests going into the attraction. Above the guests, you can see the CK Holiday engine pulling through and heading towards the Tomorrowland Railroad Station. On the back it reads, It's a Small World. Along the winding seven seaways, guests embark on the happiest cruise that ever sailed. Disneyland's exciting musical fantasy, It's a Small World. It's postmarked March 5th, 1979, with an Amarillo, Texas cancel, and a 10-cent People's Right to Petition for Redress postage stamp, Scott number 1592. I assume they visit the park on Saturday, March 3rd, 1979, when park hours were from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. The weather was a high of 67 and a low of 37. It's addressed to Mrs. Mary Keebler of Hunton, Ohio. It reads, 3579. Dear Mary, this is a beautiful place to see. I hope you can get out here one day. Having a good trip, but we are anxious to get home. We'll write you a letter soon. Have tried to call several times. Love you and we'll see you soon. Mom and Dad. This week I picked two 1979 postcards so we can explore a 1979 Disneyland Fun Map. The Fun Maps were produced through the 1960s and 1970s, with the most recent one in my collection being from the Disneyland 50th Anniversary Celebration in 2005. This map from 1979 measures 29.5 inches tall by 44 inches wide. The board of the map has a twisted braid that looks almost like a wood decoration, with Disney character heads and circles running along the center. The bottom of the poster has Disneyland in the classic Gothic lettering in a mustard yellow and a drop shadow. Looking around at the characters, it's interesting to see which characters were chosen to go around the border. There are plenty of classic characters like Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Daisy, Goofy, Pluto, and Chip and Dale. They've also included Clarabelle Cow and Horace Horsecollar, and one of Donald's three nephews, and based on the hat, I assume it's Dewey. There are also newer characters for the time, like Elliot from Pete's Dragon and Miss Bianca from The Rescuers, although Bernard is not depicted. Another interesting choice is including Snow White and three of the seven dwarves. You can see Dopey, Bashful, and Doc, and then also only one of the three little pigs. Other characters from around the border include characters from Dumbo, Pinocchio, Bambi, Peter Pan, Alice in Wonderland, Song of the South, and the Three Caballeros. There are three large non-map-related images on the white space to the left and right of the map. On the left, there's a shield shape, including an image of Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, heading up a hill inside a cave with rocks and wood planks falling on top of guests riding in the mine cars. On the other side is a crest shape with the Disneyland dedication plaque inscription on it. The lower right-hand side of the map is a 16-pointed compass star with the words Walt Disney's Disneyland in the center and a scrolling orange ribbon behind it. Great news! Enfield Post is back up on Etsy. Grabbing some vintage stamps is a great way to plus your mail, whether you're trying to match the color of your postcard or envelope or adding a theme stamp to the back of your mail. Be sure to check out Enfield Post. You can head over to enfieldpost.com and explore all the different vintage stamps you can use on your next card or letter. That's Enfieldpost on Instagram and enfieldpost.com for your wedding and vintage postage needs. Enfield Post is the official postage stamp sponsor of the Sent from Disneyland podcast. front of our next postcard has the Mark Twain near the old fishing spot on Tom Sawyer Island. On the back it reads, "Steaming through the wilderness, the elegant Mark Twain, queen of the riverboats, emerges from the frontier wilderness after a journey down the rivers of America." It's postmarked June 6, 1979, with an Anaheim cancel and a 15-cent Land of the Free, Home of the Brave U.S. flag postage stamp, Scott number 1597. I assume they visit the park on Monday, June 4, 1979, when park hours were from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. The weather was a high of 74 and a low of 60. It's addressed to Schmitz of Vancouver, Washington. It reads, "Mom and Dad, having a wonderful time here at Disneyland. Chris just can't believe it. He's running us ragged. We had a good flight down. Chris really liked the airplane. Think we'll need to rest tomorrow. Love, Dave, Karen, and Chris." Before we get started with the details on this map, I wanted to point out a strange walkway shown in between the back of Main Street and the area around Space Mountain. Although this area is, and was, closed off to guests, this fun map shows some guests walking in pathways among the trees. This has always been a backstage area, but this map even shows an area in between the Grand Canyon Diorama and the Primeval World Diorama, with guests entering under a wood-covered bridge. Looking at the 50th map, that area is just covered by trees and other foliage. Since this map was printed in 1979, Big Thunder Mountain was the newest attraction added to the park. As I mentioned earlier, there was a special notation of the attraction outside of the main map. On the map, it shows Big Thunder Mountain, with a cowboy riding a white horse shooting off two revolvers in the air. You can see one of the Big Thunder Mountain Railroad trains going up and over a hill, and train tracks weaving in and out of the mountain, and past the Casa de Fritos restaurant. Looking around the map, the attraction that has the most detail is the Jungle Cruise. These details include the Cambodian Shrine, the Elephant Bathing Pool, the overturned Jeep and Gorilla Camp, the old rhinos that used to charge towards one another, a part of the African Veldt, the Lost Safari, the Hippo Pool, Schweitzer Falls, and the Water Buffalo and Boa Constrictor. Although a lot of detail was included in the attraction queue and loading area is shown only as a simple wooden dock next to a few trees. Looking around the berm, you can see three trains circling the park, one pulling into Main Street Station, one heading towards Fantasyland, leaving Frontierland and Bear Country, and one rounding the turn into Tomorrowland. Although these three trains exclude the detail of their names, each one is drawn differently and pulling different types of train cars. Looking at these oversized maps, you can see how connected or disconnected each land was. This map was made prior to 1983, and the connection that allowed guests to walk from the backside of Fantasyland into Frontierland hadn't been built yet. As I mentioned in earlier parts of this episode, it's interesting to see what's omitted from the map. Looking closely in New Orleans Square and the Haunted Mansion, you can see the mansion and the graveyard guests would walk through before entering the show building. And two of the three hitchhiking ghosts, Phineas and Ezra, are shown standing next to the mansion with their thumbs pointing east, but Gust is nowhere to be seen. I guess he must have gotten picked up. This incoming postcard is sponsored by the Art Throwdown. Art Throwdown, or ATD, is an online craft hour on Instagram, starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. Be sure to check out Monday's ATD, which is usually hosted by paper artist Russ Romano. I see many amazing art projects, learned about awesome postmarks, postage stamp history, and a lot more on different episodes. It's great to stop in for an hour to watch someone craft or design something unique. Each host brings something a little different to each show. I'll list some of the regular hosts, or you can follow RussRomano2021 on Instagram. The front of my incoming postcard has two adult triceratops looking over their little hatchlings. On the back it reads, "Primeval World. Disneyland's train journey into the past takes guests into the primeval world, where they can see triceratops hovering protectively over their newly hatched young." It's postmarked January 26, 2024, with a Minsk, Belarus cancel and a 2014 rabbit postage stamp. It reads, "Dear Clocky, greetings from Minsk, the capital of Belarus. I've never been to Disneyland, but I managed to find this postcard for you. I hope it makes you happy, Liza." Thank you so much for the postcard, Liza. It always fascinates me how far postcards can travel. This postcard is from a multi-pack Disneyland offered in the late 70s and early 80s, and ended up unsent until 2024, and from a country that requires a 14-hour flight to visit, and is just over 6,000 miles away. It's fun to think about this postcard's travel history and how it ended up back in California. Thanks for listening to Sent from Disneyland. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and tell your friends. it'd be helpful to share your favorite episode to a friend or on social media. There are over 200 to choose from. It would also help to leave a 5-star rating and comment on whatever podcast platform you use. If you'd like to support the show financially, please check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/sentfromdisneyland. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Sent From Disneyland, or on Twitter at Sent From Disney. For questions and comments, send me a postcard addressed to Sent From Disneyland, P.O. Box 44, Hood, California, 95639. This podcast is not affiliated with Disney, the United States Postal Service, or any post office or Disney properties. Opinions expressed on this podcast belong to its host and guests of the Sent From Disneyland podcast.